CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals. Whether you own or run a business or would like to start one, this is the place for all the answers. Now, here's your host, Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. Welcome to my show today. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at blog postings going back years. They're informational. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. And once in a while, you can see job openings that we may have. Anywhere in the country, sometimes outside the country. If you're interested in my political ramblings, and that's what they are, just go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Same process, fill in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you will get my political blog postings every day. And, you know, there's always something fun to write about, so I do tend to post every day. If you're interested in one of our growing businesses, Paragon Home Resources, just go to paragonhomeresources.com. Look for the line that says blog. Click on it. You can register. Same process. And, oh, by the way, if you need to move, you know, we move people. We can help you sell your home. We can help you buy a home. We provide cash back rewards. We can help you move your household goods at a discount. We can help you get a mortgage, which right now mortgage rates are going up. So having some assistance is a good thing. We can help with donate and discard if you want to get rid of things before you move. That's a good thing too. And oh, by the way, if you have a loved one that needs to go into a senior community, we assist with senior placements. We have relationships with the finest senior communities in the country. We can do the homework for you. We can assist you with choosing just the right senior community within your budget for your mother or father who may need to go into assisted living. Let me see. What else? If you've missed any of my shows, you can go to TalkZone.com. And if you do that, you'll see all my shows hung there on a podcast or all hung there. You can catch up on any of the dates that you may have missed. Okay, so we always start the first segment with seeing the train coming. And folks, every time I go to the gas station, I'm reminded of Joe Biden's Green New Deal. And folks, I know that unfortunately we're 50 years away from renewable energy powering our economy. It just can't happen. And so instead of having some logical strategy that recognizes that the United States is energy rich in natural gas, in oil, in coal, and we should be building nuclear plants, which we haven't done in many, many years, but we need to. We need to make all of our energy sources safer, cleaner, but the key word here is cheaper. We need to figure out how to take natural coal, coal rather, liquefy it perhaps, get the carbon out of it, do whatever we have to do to make it cleaner energy, because we're sitting on probably 200 years of coal. Natural gas is the natural, is the bridge to the future. We probably have a 200-year supply of that. We have states in the Midwest that are sitting on gas and oil shale. There is absolutely no reason for the United States to be importing any energy from Iraq or Iran or Venezuela or Saudi Arabia when we are an energy-rich country. God has blessed the United States of America with more energy than we can possibly use. And in fact, we can and should be an energy exporter, which we were when President Trump was in office. Oh, gee, that's when gas was $1.87 a gallon for regular. And what is it now? Oh, gee, $6. In California, $7. In some places, more than $5. And folks, this is a national tragedy. We cannot have energy prices rising because energy, the cost of energy, is built into everything we buy, everything we eat, everything we do. And for anybody who's been to a gas station, who has been to a grocery store lately, you see what the cost of energy is doing to the prices of everything we buy. Because obviously, if it got to a grocery store, it got there on a truck. And In the meantime, diesel fuel is even more expensive than premium. Used to be cheaper, but now it's more. And so wherever you see diesel fuel, it's going to be 50 cents a gallon more than premium in some cases, and sometimes even more than that. Well, obviously, anything you're buying at Walmart, anything you're buying at Costco, anything you're buying at the local grocery store got there on a truck. And so clearly, the increased fuel cost, not to mention manpower, you know, the truck drivers are probably having to be paid more because they can't find enough of them. The cost is going through the roof, and we're paying that. Inflation hurts the poor and the retired most, because people who are on fixed incomes or people who are, you know, at the lower end of income, they're getting killed, folks. Now, not that it's not bad for everybody, it is. But fixed income folks and the poor, they're just getting demolished by Biden's inflation. And what is he doing about it? Nothing that matters. Nothing. He's making matters worse. You know, the big oil companies met with the Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, who was the governor of Michigan before Biden plucked her out and made her Secretary of Energy. I don't know why he chose her as Secretary of Energy. She doesn't know anything about energy. You know, she was from Michigan, as opposed to hiring somebody from Texas where there is energy, for God's sakes. But anyway, she meets with the presidents or the CEOs of the big oil companies. Where the heck was Biden? Why wasn't Biden meeting with the presidents and the CEOs of the big oil companies? Biden needs to get on the same page with these fossil fuel companies to get them producing again. Why should they invest money when Biden has said publicly he wants to destroy the fossil fuel industry? You know that there hasn't been a new refinery built in 20 or 30 years. Part of the problem is we don't have enough refinery capability. Why would an oil company or any investors spend $2 billion building an oil refinery to make gasoline when you've got people like Joe Biden in office who want to destroy the fossil fuel industry? Who's the heck's going to invest money? Furthermore, banks won't loan money to do anything like that anymore, because you've got politicians, the Democrats, the socialists, out to destroy the fossil fuel industry. So who the heck's going to invest this money? So in the meantime, we're watching gasoline, $6 a gallon. In California, $7 a gallon. In Nevada, in Texas, more than $5 a gallon. I'm really closer to six in Nevada, where we live. Texas is a little lower. They're probably around five or a little bit less than five. So, you know, we're looking at this, and you got these characters pushing the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal cannot power our economy. In fact, Biden goes over to Europe, and Germany, the richest country in Europe, has had to reopen their coal-fired plants because Russia is not shipping oil or natural gas to them again, you know, anymore, because they had bought into Russia. You know, it's funny, years ago when all of this started, where Russia was shipping oil and natural gas to Europe, the Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher, Great Britain, and even Ronald Reagan at the time were totally opposed to those deals because they knew one day that Russia could hold Europe hostage. And that's exactly what has happened with the invasion of Ukraine. But not to worry, we have plenty of natural gas. We have plenty of oil. We can supply Europe. We can supply our allies. But we got to get real here, folks. We have to build more liquefied natural gas terminals along the East Coast. The Europeans need to build receiving terminals along their coastlines so that we can ship natural gas to them. We can make it happen, you know, in these huge container ships that are specifically designed to ship natural gas. We absolutely can make it happen. And so you see what's going on here, folks. We should not only be energy independent in the United States, we need to be a net exporter of energy. This is about making America rich again. I mean, it's worth billions and billions of dollars a day, folks, to ship energy overseas. We need to be an energy net exporter, because at the end of the day, we have far more than we need, but we got to get with the program here, folks. Biden needs to get rid of regulations that are killing the oil and gas industry. We need to make it easier to get this fuel out of the ground and, you know, into these ships and into gas stations and all these neat things. But what is Biden doing? Nothing. Nothing. He didn't meet with the presidents of the big oil companies. He sent out his lackey, the Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, or whatever her name is, from Michigan. She doesn't know anything about energy. She's not from Texas or Oklahoma or Alaska or one of the states that actually has energy, for God's sake. Now, it is true, Michigan does have oil and gas shale. The Marcellus oil and gas fields are under Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, some other Midwestern states. New York even should be exploiting their natural resources. They don't do it in New York because the environmental wackos won't allow it. And so we need to be energy independent. This Green New Deal is ridiculous. It's got to go. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more CEO Business Mind in a moment.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. Or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Now, back to CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals, with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito. Welcome back to my show today. Well, I'm sure you all know that the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade because, frankly, it was predicated on faulty constitutional reasoning. It just wasn't well written to start with, well designed. So they basically struck it down. So now the whole abortion issue goes back to the states, and the blue states, of course, here's the funny part about it. I wouldn't say it's funny. Roe basically said that you couldn't do abortions past viability, meaning that if a baby could live outside the womb, you were not allowed to do an abortion. Well, now that Roe has been struck down, the blue states, they will enact the ability to do abortions right up until birth and even after. And folks, I call that infanticide. That's murder. You know, the notion of killing a viable baby, ripping it limb from limb, presumably, to get it out of the womb. Keep in mind that by the time 9 months rolls around, you got a baby that's 8 or 9 pounds, sometimes 7, 8, 9 pounds. And the notion that you're going to rip a baby apart to get it out of the womb, which is what you would have to do, it's so disgusting. It's so heinous that it's hard to imagine that any person who's not the devil and evil could support anything like this. But now in the blue states, because they're not hampered by Roe v. Wade, they will enact additional laws that allow for abortion right up until birth and perhaps even after, meaning there was the former governor of Virginia, who was a pediatric something or other, said that if an unwanted baby was born through a botched abortion, that you would just leave it on the table and basically let it die. I mean, I can't even imagine what these people are thinking. So now what's going to happen? The next battle that looms is the abortion pill. Most people may not realize, and here's the funny part, but I keep saying funny. It's not funny. It's really more tragic. 57% of abortions today happen by abortion pills, but they have to be done within the first 11 weeks of pregnancy. So when you hear people say, oh, many women don't know they're pregnant before 3 or 4 months. Well, obviously, if 57% of abortions are happening before 11 weeks, I would say a lot of women know that they're pregnant before 11 weeks. And of course, the abortion mills like the abortion pill because they get to charge the same amount of money, but they have far less work. And the abortion pills really are composed of two sets of pills, one that actually destroys the baby by some sort of hormone, and the second that actually causes a miscarriage. So here's what's coming down here, folks. Planned Parenthood is ready for Plan B. Plan B will be abortion counseling in red states, because they will still have their clinics open, but the actual abortions will happen by telemedicine from abortionists who are sitting in blue states. The pills will be prescribed in the pharmacies in blue states and mailed to the woman in a red state. Now, of course, the red states are going to attempt to stop this. They're going to pass laws, and they're going to say, you can't mail abortion pills into our state if our state bans abortion. But here's where this is going, folks. The reality is this case will be fought on the basis of interstate commerce. And sadly, Planned Parenthood will win. It will not be a case about abortion. They will say that you cannot prohibit a blue state, a pharmacy in a blue state, from sending pills to a recipient in a red state. And it is true, to be honest. There are times when we're not in our home state of Nevada. My doctor is in Nevada. I might be in Arizona. I might be in Texas. I might be in California. I could be anywhere. And if I need a particular prescription, I will call my doctor, and he will fill it at the drugstore wherever I am. Usually it's a CVS in Arizona or in Texas, or if I'm happen to be in California, wherever I'm at. He will just send that prescription electronically across state lines, and I will pick up my pills, my blood pressure pills or whatever they are. I will just pick them up at the CVS drugstore in Dallas, if I'm in Dallas, okay, or wherever I am. It doesn't really matter. And right now, there is nothing in the law, apparently, that prohibits it, because doctors can prescribe pills across state lines. But Planned Parenthood won't even take that chance. They won't send the prescription to a red state pharmacy. They will send the prescription to a blue state pharmacy, and they may even centralize it somewhere in the country. I don't know. And then that blue state pharmacy will simply send the pills to the woman who happens to live in a red state. There won't be no need to travel to a blue state as long as it's before 11 weeks. The only women that would have to travel to a blue state would be those seeking late-term abortions because they didn't get the abortion before 11 weeks. And I guarantee you, this will go to court. And by the way, you cannot prohibit anybody from traveling across state lines to get an abortion or anything else for that matter. That isn't going to, if anybody tries to do that, they'll lose in court. That's not going to happen. And so this notion, the hysteria that we see on the street relative to the elimination of Roe v. Wade, it's just, I don't know. It's the only thing the socialists have to hang their hat on, because they see the red wave coming in the midterm elections in 22, and they're just hoping that the abortion issue will rile up their base. But here's the problem for them. Once people figure out that women can still get abortions, that Roe v. Wade did not end abortions in America, women can still get abortions. And what we will start to see happening is that more and more of these abortions will be by abortion pills. They won't be by surgical methods. And women in red states will not need to travel even unless it's a late-term abortion. And then they probably would need to go to a blue state because they will not be able to use pills to deal with a late-term abortion. So I think, you know, this whole business about abortions. Now, what's intriguing to me are the woke companies that are saying they will pay for a woman to travel to get an abortion at another state. Well, what's intriguing to me, I think that's a lawsuit waiting to happen, because sometimes, you know, you'll have somebody who has cancer or some other life-threatening disease, and the best medical care is not available in the state they live in. Maybe they live in a rural area, and they have to travel. So I wonder, is that same company going to pay for travel for an employee who has to travel to another state to get the best treatment in the country? Or is this only related to women? Let me give you some other interesting numbers on abortion. 86% of abortions happen to unmarried women, and primarily for birth control reasons. This notion that there's such a big problem about abortions caused by rape or incest, that's 1% of abortions, folks. And there's another big, they say, well, women are dying because they can't get an abortion. The pregnancy is killing them. That's also 1% of women who get pregnant end up dying from the pregnancy. And it's not really the pregnancy. It's the other comorbidities that they may have that are exacerbated by the pregnancy. About 700 women a year die from the many thousands that, you know, deliver healthy babies. 700 a year die. Now, all death is tragic. I'm not underplaying, you know, the notion that a woman could die if she gets pregnant. It is certainly possible, but the risk is very, very, very minimal unless the woman who gets pregnant has other comorbidities that are kicking into play. The other little deal that they're talking about now is actually putting abortion clinics on federal lands in red states. And who knows, maybe on Indian reservations in red states. Now, that's very intriguing because at the end of the day, that means that a licensed doctor, presumably, in that state would have to journey on to federal lands in that red state where abortions are prohibited and perform an abortion. And I wonder, there's another court case that we're going to see happen. I wonder what the legalities of that might be. And not only that, the presumption is that a person going onto federal lands is going to drive or be driven to the abortion clinic on a federal land site on state roads where abortion is prohibited if it's a red state that has prohibited abortion. There's so many minefields tied to all of this in terms of the way this could come down, that it just doesn't make any sense to me when I know they're going to use telemedicine, provided they do it before 11 weeks. I know where this is going. I know Planned Parenthood has Plan B to make abortions feasible in red states. I know it's happening. And here's the deal. Sometimes if you have a miscarriage, you can hemorrhage. Well, the woman who ends up hemorrhaging is going to end up in the emergency ward of a red state hospital, and they are going to treat her, and they're going to stop the hemorrhaging. There's no way they're going to turn somebody away who's bleeding. And so they'll stop that hemorrhaging by doing a DNC and making sure that they have removed any fetal tissue that may still reside in the uterus. Believe me, there's no way a red state hospital is going to turn somebody away who's bleeding. It just doesn't make any sense. And so you know that this stuff is going to come down. And eventually, once the hysteria subsides, people are going to see that ending Roe v. Wade did not end abortion in America. For those of us that are very pro-life, we kind of wish that it did. But at the end of the day, I think what's going to happen here, folks, looking out longer term, is that you're going to have states pass heartbeat laws that say you can't get an abortion after 7 weeks. That's typically when you have a heartbeat, because as soon as you have a heartbeat, you have a human being. I'm sorry, you do. By 15 weeks, you have a fully formed baby. All right. So if you're doing an abortion at 15 weeks, you are killing a fully formed baby. And to argue that that baby is not human, is not a human being, is really ridiculous. The technology is so good. You know, we heard the heartbeat from my grandchildren on our iPhones at 7 weeks. We saw pictures every 2 weeks of the development of our grandchildren in our daughter-in-law's wombs. The technology is unbelievable. It's just incredible when you look today and you can see, you know, what's going on in the womb. It's not like years ago when my wife was pregnant. I think she had one ultrasound somewhere along the way, but there wasn't one every 2 weeks like there is now. Now they do an ultrasound every 2 weeks. You can see that baby growing in the womb. And so to argue that you're not killing a human being is ridiculous. We'll take a break and be back with more CEO Business Mind in a moment.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. Or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Whether you're thinking of starting a business or just moving up the corporate ladder, this is the place for practical advice. CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind for the second half of my show today. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just go to CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that is there for your email address. Type it in. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my informational blog postings going back several years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings that we may have somewhere in the country. If you're interested in my political ramblings, and that's what they are, you can go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Same process. Type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you will get my political blog postings every day. I usually post every day because there's always something crazy going on that catches my attention. If you're interested in one of our growing businesses, just go to ParagonHomeResources.com. You'll see a line there that says blog. Type in your information, same process. And if you do that, you'll see our home-related blog postings. And oh, by the way, if you need help with moving, we can help you sell your home. We can help you buy a home. We provide cash back rewards. We can move your household goods at a discount. We can help you get a mortgage. We can help you with donate and discard to get rid of things before you move, which is always a great idea to clean out your garage and a lot of junk to get rid of. If you have a loved one, a mom or dad that needs to go into a senior community, we can help you with senior placements. We have relationships with the finest senior communities in the country, and we can help you sort through all of the issues to choose just the right one within your budget for your loved one to move into. If you've missed any of my shows, you can go to TalkZone.com, and there you will see all of my podcasts hung, and you can catch up on any of the dates that you might have missed. So in this next segment, I want to talk about the recent Supreme Court ruling as it relates to protecting Second Amendment rights. You know, let's face it, folks, the founders of our country put the First Amendment, that was freedom of speech, press, and religion, number two out of the first 10 Bill of Rights, first 10 amendments that comprised the Bill of Rights, was the right to bear arms. And why did they put it there? It wasn't that they were concerned that hunters wouldn't have guns. I mean, you know, they always had guns. Not a big deal. Going all the way back to probably when the first guns were invented in the 1500s or whenever they were. This was about protecting yourselves or ourselves from tyranny. They had just fought the Revolutionary War, and most of the soldiers in George Washington's army, they had their own guns. They had their long rifles because they used them, you know, for hunting or whatever they used them for. So it was very common to have your own gun. And so clearly, when they made the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, number two, after freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of press, number two, the right to bear arms. It tells you the importance that the founders placed on the right to bear arms. And let's face it, in fascism, in communism, you know, in socialism, these countries, the first thing they do when tyrants get in power is they take people's guns away because they're scared to death that people will rise up against them. That's the reason, by the way, that the socialists want in our country want to take guns away. The January 6th riot, that scared the crap out of them. Now keep in mind, there were no guns at the January 6th riot, other than the guns that the Capitol Police had and murdered some innocent protester. You know, Ashley Babbitt was murdered by a Capitol cop. You know, she didn't have a gun. There was no reason to kill her. She was no threat to anybody. So in any case, the Supreme Court just ruled that the concealed carry laws, New York made it almost impossible to the state of New York, made it almost impossible for you to carry a gun outside your home. Now, of course, never stopped the criminals because, you know, crime in New York City and places like Chicago just never ends, right? These laws never stop the criminals. But in New York, to get a concealed carry license, it took 6 months to a year, and you had to prove that somehow you were under a very specific threat. And so if you said, I want to be able to carry a gun outside of my home just to protect myself, you would not be given the concealed carry license. You had to say, you know, I've had death threats. I've had issues with the spouse that I'm scared to death, maybe a bad divorce or something. You had to prove that you had a need to carry that gun outside the home. Well, obviously, the Supreme Court, in a 6-3 vote, said to the state of New York, no way, Jose, you can't prohibit, you know, someone from getting a concealed carry license. Now, normally, what happens, I know in the state of Nevada, to get the concealed carry license, you have to have, I think it's either 4 hours or 8 hours of training, you know, from a reputable gun training organization, be it the NRA, or you can buy training very often through some of the gun ranges here in Nevada. But once you get the certification that you've had the 4 hours or the 8 hours of training, whatever the rule is, you get your concealed carry license. Well, in New York, they made it almost impossible to get a concealed carry license. And so the Supreme Court struck it down and said inherent in the Second Amendment is the ability for you to protect yourself, not only within your own home, but when you're anywhere, theoretically, that you can carry a gun. Now, the part to me that is not logical, okay, in Nevada, for example, this is really kind of funny. Remember, this is the Wild West here, folks. In Nevada, people who don't have a concealed carry license, meaning that they were carrying a gun in a purse or some kind of a bag or whatever it is, the point is it's concealed, right? They'll have holsters, and they don't conceal the gun. They have the gun in a holster, like in the old Wild West. Now, you don't have to have any special license to do that because it's not concealed. Now, what's not logical to me, if you think about it, is that somehow, and I'm not saying they should make it different, somehow you can carry a gun in a holster and not have to have any special license for it in Nevada. But if you put that same gun into a shopping bag, it's now concealed. And you have to have a concealed carry license, in essence, to do that. Now, in Nevada, it's not that big a deal. They make you take these classes, and once you're trained, then you can get a concealed carry license. But in New York, they did not allow it. It didn't work that way. Most people who tried to get a concealed carry license in the state of New York were denied the license because they could not prove a specific need. Like, you know, they were being stalked by somebody or, you know, they were a celebrity and therefore, you know, they were under threat or they were a politician, of course, politicians, right? And they were under threat from some crazy. But anyway, the court struck it down. And so now if you're in a state that is making your life miserable as it relates to getting and buying a gun, in Nevada years ago when Obama was president, for the first time in my life, I bought 4 guns because I was afraid they were going to outlaw the ability to own guns. Now, I'd never owned guns in my life. My father always did, but I never owned guns. But when Obama was president, I thought, you know what? I better go buy guns because who knows? They'll make it impossible. So sure enough, I went to Cabela's, which is a big, you know, kind of a neat store. They have all kinds of things there. And I had to go through a background check. you know, I went on a computer and I put in all my information, whatever. And my understanding is that information immediately went to the FBI and you're screened, presumably for being a convicted felon or for having any mental issues or whatever it might have been that would have been in the system. I don't know. It took 30 to 45 minutes for the report to come back clean that allowed me to buy my four guns. And what was funny about it, I think I want to say it cost $25 or $35. I don't remember. But anyway, and the guy at the gun counter said to me, you know, if you're going to buy more than one gun, do it now because you won't have to go through the background check again because it's all in one sitting. So I ended up buying, was my Christmas gift to me. I ended up buying four guns, you know, what was it? A 245 caliber, a 9mm. I think I might have bought that one later. I don't remember. And for my wife, and one gun called Taurus. They refer to it as the Judge. It looks like a Colt 45, and it fires both 45 shells as well as I think it's 401 gauge shotgun shells. And I have to tell you, we took it to the gun range, and honestly, and I was just curious to see what kind of a punch those shotgun shells were going to be with this. With this kind of a gun, there's no reason necessarily to have a shotgun when you can have a gun that looks like a 45 revolver or pistol. This is really something out of the Wild West, folks. And you could fire a shotgun shell. Well, obviously, if you were to fire a shotgun shell at somebody, you know, within close range, you'd blow a hole in somebody, I mean, about a foot across. Now, obviously, I've never had to do that. And, you know, but we did it at the gun range just to see, you know, what the heck does this gun do? But all I know is, you know, I believe anybody that wants a gun who's not mentally insane or have mental issues, who's not on mind-altering drugs, who isn't a convicted felon, should be able to buy a gun. And the state can't make it a miserable experience for you. Doesn't have to be. I don't have a problem with the background check that I went through. It was no big deal. Now, in Nevada, you don't have to, you're not licensed in Nevada. The only place where there's a record of your gun ownership is wherever you bought it. So in this case, Cabela's has the serial numbers, presumably, of the guns that I purchased from them, but that's it. There's no state registry. The state of Nevada doesn't know about the guns that I own. Now, whether they could get that information from Cabela's, I suppose they could. I don't know. But they'd probably have to subpoena it, I would think. But at this point, you know, I think it's great. The Second Amendment with, you know, stood up for the Supreme Court, basically stood up for the Second Amendment because it's there, folks. It's in the Constitution. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. Or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Harnessing the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This is CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with the fourth and final segment of our show today. I want to talk about Donald Trump's America First philosophy and positioning and strategy. And I kind of chuckle when socialists say in fake news that it's really about white nationalism. America First is about white nationalism. Well, first of all, that's ridiculous because of the 75 million voters that voted for Donald Trump, he got the highest vote of blacks and Hispanics of any Republican who ever ran for office. So let's get away from that notion. But more importantly, America First has nothing to do with white nationalism. It certainly has nothing to do with white separatism or any of that. America First is exactly what Trump said it is. It's about putting America first. Now think about it, folks. Trump goes to Europe and he says to our European allies who hadn't been paying their fair share for their own defense of NATO expenses, they were supposed to pay 2% of their gross domestic product every year for defense. We spend, by the way, 3 to 4%, but they were supposed to pay 2%. And the biggest freeloader of all was Germany, the richest country in Europe. And Trump goes there and he demands that they pony up because we're paying for their defense. And you know, after World War II, when these countries were ravaged, okay, maybe it made sense. But the EU, these are not poor countries. These are rich countries. So why would we pay for their defense? The same thing is true as it relates to Japan and South Korea. These are rich countries. They need to pay for their own defense, you know? So, I mean, he said, look, America First, we're not going to be anybody's sucker anymore. You got to pay for your own defense. Pony up. He then goes to China, and this is a real tragedy. The rhinos and the Democrats allowed 70,000 factories to close and 5 million jobs to be shipped to China and Mexico and other places. And Donald Trump steps in and says, wait a minute, China, no more. We're going to charge tariffs on goods coming into the country from China. We're not going to let you steal more American jobs. Protecting jobs, folks, has nothing to do with somebody's color. It's not about being white or black or brown or any other color. It's about creating jobs in the United States. And in fact, while Trump was president, we had the lowest unemployment rate for blacks and Hispanics and women, by the way, in American history because he brought jobs home. He reinvigorated the defense industry. He reinvigorated our fossil fuel industry and created thousands of good-paying jobs. And so this is what America First is all about. It's not about anything having to do with race. It's about a recognition that we've been the suckers of the world for many, many decades now, and that somehow we're subsidizing very rich countries. It makes no sense. Why would we do this? When Trump was president, his whole deal was make America great again. He wasn't talking about going back to, you know, Jim Crow laws or segregation or some stupidity like that, which, oh, by the way, it was the Democrats who put that in place in the South, you know, after the Civil War. It wasn't Republicans. It was Democrats who did that. But he wasn't talking about that sort of thing. He was talking about creating jobs in America. He was talking about bringing manufacturing back to America. He was talking about us becoming energy independent and being a net exporter of energy, which he did do while he was president. He was talking about finally confronting China, who basically has been cleaning our clock for the last 20 years. And so when I hear the Democrats, the socialists say, oh, America First, that's all about white nationalism and white supremacy. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You know, the Democrats don't realize, the socialist fascists that they are, that they lose credibility when they and fake news come up with these crazy, stupid ideas that just don't test out. They don't test out. You know, during the Trump years, we had the lowest unemployment for blacks and Hispanics and women, I might add, in American history. So how is that about white nationalism? It makes no sense. And so what Trump is saying is, look, we're not going to be the patsy of the world anymore. We're not going to be the welfare system of the world anymore. We can't do it. And when Trump secures our border, which he did do, so that we didn't have the illegal alien invasion coming into our country, folks, it cost the American taxpayer $200 billion plus a year to support illegal aliens in our country. We need that money, folks, to build great schools. We need that money to support Americans in Social Security and Medicare. We need that money to help people who really need help in our country. Americans who need help in our country. That has nothing to do with not liking the Mexicans coming out, whoever, not even Mexicans. They're coming from 100 countries now across our border. It's not racism to say we need a secure border. That's ridiculous. You know, I support legal immigration. I want all the doctors, no lawyers. We got enough lawyers in this country. We don't need any more lawyers. But I want all the doctors, all the nurses, all the teachers, all the scientists, all the mathematicians, all the engineers, all the carpenters, all the electricians, all the plumbers. We can get into our country legally. And if we need a guest worker program because we don't have enough workers to work in the fields, you know, to work with farms and this and that, then fine, put a guest worker program in place. But we got to stop the illegal alien invasion at our border. And did you see just today, it was reported that 50 illegal aliens suffocated in the back of some kind of a truck because they couldn't breathe in 130 and 40 degree heat. 50 or more of them died in the back of this truck. Illegal aliens. It's like Joe Biden is in cahoots with the cartels, the drug cartels. I wonder if Hunter's getting a payoff because, you know, Biden, the big guy, gets 10%. I wonder if somehow Hunter's being paid by the cartels. You have to wonder because 2 million people came into our country in the first year Biden was in office. We can't continue this. This is insane. Well, when Trump talks about America first, he's talking about taking care of our people first. We can't be the welfare system of the world. We're broke, folks. We owe $30 trillion, and it keeps growing with no end in sight. And they keep borrowing from the Chinese and others. We can't continue doing this, and yet this is where we are. This is the state of our country. So we need America first, and it doesn't matter who runs for the presidency. It doesn't matter who runs for Congress. We need politicians who support America first, who are going to do the right thing for our country and our people. Now, I'm not saying that when there's a natural disaster in some country overseas that we shouldn't help. We provide more charity to more places than any other country on earth. That's a good thing. And we should help people, you know. But at the end of the day, you got to take care of your own people first. And this is all colors, all races, all sexual orientations. America first is good for our country. We're out of time, folks. So just join us next week for more CEO Business Mind.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move-in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.